Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Good morning. This is the Brian Lehrer Show on WNYC and WNYC.org. I'm Andrea Bernstein, sitting in for Brian Lehrer. When was the last time you got tested for HIV/AIDS? Can't remember? Well, if you have any doubt or you haven't gotten tested in a while, today might be a good day to go out and know your status. It's National HIV Testing Day. And if you live in the Bronx, there's an extra push to get you checked. To date, more people die from AIDS in the Bronx than in any other borough. That's why a community-wide initiative called The Bronx Knows is being launched today. Its goal, to get all Bronx adults to know their status within the next 3 years. Candia Richards-Clark is the Chief Operating Officer for Bronx AIDS Services, one of the organizations responsible for the campaign. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you. Thank you for having Bronx AIDS Services on the air. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks for coming on. Let me just give out the phone number to Bronx residents only, and we will take other people's calls. But some questions for Bronx residents only is to get you to start thinking about this at 646-778-3729. Are you scared of getting tested because you're afraid of what you might find out? Do you have a story where HIV/AIDS affected your life or the lives of a loved one? And once again, for Bronx residents only, were you recently offered to get tested and did you decline it? If so, why? The number, 646-778-3729. Residents of the Bronx, please call us up. Candia Richards-Clark of Bronx AIDS Services. There was a time not too long ago when a suggestion like this would have been met with disbelief and cries of discrimination against the Bronx. How do you feel about this program? And, let me just start with that. How do you feel about the program?
I think this is an exciting initiative, an exciting opportunity, only because there are very many advancements in HIV care. And so people definitely have access to medicine and access to services that will allow them to take care of their HIV condition. A few years ago, we didn't have those progress and these kinds of options. But, you know, this is also a time when I know you were just talking earlier about the city's cuts, the budget cuts, and that definitely also has had some impact on the services that are being provided for people living with HIV and AIDS. So at a time today when the city is launching this testing initiative, it's a time of dualities as well, because on the one hand, the government is telling us let's know our status, and Bronx AIDS Services and a number of community agencies are really behind this effort. The city has, just as last night in the budget, cut, almost $5 million in services to provide for people who would learn their status. And so it's unfortunate that this morning you caught me at a time where we were really concerned about this decision by the mayor and the city. So it's unfortunate.
You're concerned why?
Well, if the government isn't making a commitment to keep stable services in place for people who are HIV positive, then why encourage us to find out our status? It's sort of, not the way to go. We want to make sure that, yes, people find out their status, but agencies like us want people to come to us for services. And if our funding is being cut, then where are people going to go?
646-778-3729 is the phone number. 646-SPUD-RAY for those of you who prefer to use letters. I'm Andrea Bernstein in for Brian Lehrer. We're talking about the city program to test all Bronx residents. So let me make sure I understand this. You do think it's a good idea for people to be tested.
Absolutely.
But you think it's a bad idea if the city's not going to follow up with services.
Absolutely. And, we live in a society where there's a lot of phobia. There's phobia around HIV. There's homophobia as far as people who are afraid of men who have sex with men, people are afraid of people who use drugs. They're afraid of, but people are also leaving in very tough times, you know, poor socioeconomic conditions, et cetera. And so the support services that we have in place to take care of people who are marginalized need to be kept intact. So we really want people to find out their status, because yes, there have been a numerous advancement in terms of medical access and in terms of medications that keep people healthy for much, much longer time, and people are living longer and healthier lives. But in terms of social services, the outreach, the education, the testing, some of those services, on the other hand, are being cut by the city as recently as last night. So we definitely want people to know their status, but we also want people to call and say, you know, keep the services in place, that if I find out if I'm HIV positive, I want to know there's support systems in place to help me navigate, you know, where I can get health care, to help me get to my medical appointments, to help me know where I can get proper housing, to help me, you know all these things. So definitely we want that message to come across to the city as well.
646-778-3729 is the phone number. Wondering if you have recently been tested for HIV, give us a call. If you are from any borough, at 646-778-3729. Do you think this is a good idea, a bad idea? Would you like to see it citywide? And if you yourself were tested for HIV, why did you get tested? What do you find out? What did you find out? Are you glad you did it? Or were you recently confronted with a choice of whether to be tested, and did you decide not to be tested? 646-778-3729 is the phone number, and we do not have to use your name if you don't want us to use your name on the air. Let's talk about what's going on in the society, though. I mean, you know, when I read yesterday about this initiative, mm-hmm. and I saw that it was a program to test every resident of the Bronx,
right.
and it was generally seemed to be well received among some groups that not that long ago were very, very nervous about the idea of any kind of mandatory testing. Now, this is obviously not mandatory, but
right.
even the idea of making it, you know, so widespread, making it the norm. What's
right.
happened that is no longer, you know, the way that it's being received?
Well, I think I definitely want to commend the Bronx for taking this leadership role among all the boroughs to begin the conversation about normalizing testing. Because, like I said previously, so many advancements have been made, and there was so much homophobia and stigma and negativity and fear around getting HIV tested that it prevented so many people from being tested. And now we realize, you know, 20-plus years into the epidemic, that once people find out their HIV status, they are less likely to transmit the virus. I mean, numerous studies have been done, for example, by the CDC and other scientific agencies that have indicated that most of the new infections of HIV are being caused by people who are unaware of their status. And so there are about 250,000 people in the Bronx who don't even know what their HIV status is, and could be having unprotected sex unknowingly and be transmitting the virus. But people who are aware of their status are educated, they practice, they take the necessary precautions to prevent other people from getting HIV. And studies have been done to actually show that people who know their status are definitely more cautious than others who are not aware.
Let's take some calls now. Let's go to Gil from the Bronx. Hi, Gil. You're on WNYC.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for calling in.
No, thanks.
Did you have a comment, Gil? You're on the air. Is there something that you wanted to say?
I just wanted to say that it's very important that people do know their status, and that
What was your story?
Well, a long time ago, I had no idea about my status. And what happened was that my wife from before, she was tested. And she was diagnosed as being HIV positive. And what happened was, hold on, I'm a little bit mind focused. I'm at work, and I just wanted to.
You're a little distracted. We're going to get to that later in the segment. But maybe if you could turn off your radio or your cell phone.
Did.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you. So you were saying your wife found out she was positive, and what did you do then?
Well, of course, immediately I tested.
And are you happy that you did?
I wasn't happy then, but I'm happy today that I did, because after years of living with this ailment, I have, progressed. I also have remarried. I'm moving along, and it's been over 20 years now. And I'm a true believer that, if you do know your status and if you do take care of yourself and do the right things, you will live for a very, very long time.
All right. Thank you very much for your call, Gil. We also have a comment from our comments page from Robert in New York. He says, the people who just within the last decade protested the testing of pregnant women in New York City to have HIV testing in order to protect their newborns are the same people now pushing for HIV testing of Bronx residents based on this particular study. Why the disparity? Candia Richards-Clark, do you want to take that?
Well, I mean, I don't think it's the same issues we faced back then, because here's the thing. We definitely back then wanted some protections in place for pregnant women, and the same people who wanted the protections in place for pregnant women 10 to 15 years ago still want protections in place for people who are HIV positive today, and here's why. There's legislation that's being put forward, being introduced in the assembly, in the state assembly, to do away with written informed consent. And the reason this legislation is being put forward is because physicians have indicated that having people sign a consent form has been a sort of barrier to people accessing testing. While we found that actually that's not the case. So we do want people to be informed, to continue to be informed about why they're getting tested, what the possible results of the tests are, and, what are some of their options if they turn out to be HIV positive. So we want informed consent to continue to be a part of the process of HIV testing.
And is that the plan for the city program, that there be informed consent?
Yes. Currently, informed consent is still intact in New York State.
But they want to streamline it
exactly.
In the city. And what does that mean?
Here's the thing. When we had less information about HIV and its transmission and its progression, et cetera, there was this, almost one-hour counseling session, and then people had to wait 2 weeks to come back to get their test result because it was sent off to a lab. Technology has advanced remarkably in the last 20 years. And so today we have a test that takes between 10 and 20 minutes long. And so people can immediately find out their HIV status. But we still want people to be prepared for any kind of information that test result is going to present, even if they're going to know within 20 minutes as opposed to 2 weeks. In 2 weeks, people had a lot more time to think about, possible mm-hmm. partners, et cetera, and what their risk could have been.
So
have like 20 minutes. So we've advanced in streamlining the test, making it applicable to people's risk behavior, and giving them a test result.
How will this new program work in terms of streamlining the consent process? I mean, the city said it was too complicated before, so what is going to happen now that's different?
What's happening now that's different is people are, the intention in terms of streamlining the test really has worked. I mean, the city department of health has seen, instead of going through a 25-minute to an hour counseling session, people are now given, basic information about HIV and focus in on their particular risk behavior and then sign the consent form. And so it's a much shorter process, which
right.
takes, a much shorter time.
And that's
that
different.
People are more
right.
open to testing. Yes.
And that's more different from the so-called baby AIDS bill, which required all mothers of newborns to have an HIV test.
Yes.
I see. Okay. Sure. You know, it's very interesting because, you know, I can remember, I mean, I have filled in from Brian from time to time for a very long time. And I can remember when such a proposal would have caused a furious negative reaction among Brian Lehrer callers. I don't think we've had one call yet to say that they think that this is a terrible idea. So I think that's an interesting measure of where we are sociologically. Let's take one more call from Arthur from Manhattan. Hi, Arthur. You're on WNYC.
Thank you, Andrea. Good job this week, by the way.
Thank you so much.
I Googled the number of people with HIV and AIDS in New York City when this program was announced. The total number is about 85,000 for the entire city, which is just slightly more than 1% of the population. I think it's ridiculous to go through this whole hoopla again over the promotional demands of the AIDS lobby without addressing the fact that similar testing is not being done for much more common problems, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, asthma, you name it, things that have 10 to 100 times the population of people affected by HIV, while all we hear is HIV, HIV, HIV.
All right. Arthur, thank you for your call. Let's get an answer from Candia Richards-Clark of the Bronx AIDS Services.
Well, you know, I think that...
And first of all, is that true that it's such a small, that it's, you know, such a small percentage of the New York City population?
Well, if we have to think about it in terms of 10 years ago, 20 years ago, before, you know, HIV incidence, for example, among women was 8% of women. Now it's 30% of women who have HIV. So it has more than tripled in the past 20 years among women. And we see the numbers increasing and increasing with a fairly preventable disease. So Arthur's point about comparing it to hypertension and diabetes is probably well taken, but I think with a preventable disease where there's so much progress in terms of people finding out their HIV status early and seeking the attention and care that they need is quite different than hypertension and diabetes that people already regularly go to the doctor for and get checkups, etc. There has been so much stigma and negativity surrounding HIV that people have not been coming forward and have not been finding out their HIV status. And in fact, we think that of the 80-plus thousand people who may be HIV infected in the city, it could be four times that. Many more people are unaware of their HIV status because it's not a sexy and savvy thing to do to find out your HIV status. There's no stigma about diabetes. There's no stigma about your hypertension. And so we want people to find out their HIV status because they can take steps to prevent other people from getting infected and stopping this epidemic from spiraling.
It also sounds that you want people to get tested because the more people get tested, I think I hear you saying, the less stigma it is.
The more it becomes normal to do that. Right. The more it becomes like taking a diabetes test, and the less fearful people will be of not wanting to disclose their status, whether it's to a partner, to a child, to a friend. And the more the media talks about this, the more we all talk about it and make it a safe thing to do, then it probably, we want it to become like a diabetes or hypertension where we don't have to give all this special attention to it and make people feel free and safe to come forward and be tested.
All right. Thank you so much, Candia Richards-Clark of the Bronx AIDS Services, for talking to us. It is National HIV Testing Day, and the city wants you, if you live in the Bronx, every adult, to get tested. We'll be right back.